You know, I've interviewed 4-H'ers of all ages, the youngest to the oldest, and I always enjoy the Clover Buds, who are the younger 4-H members, and I'm visiting one today. His name is Cade Hoffman, and he's 6 years old and a Clover Bud. Cade, it's so nice to meet you today, and I understand you have a couple of projects here at Achievement Days. Tell us about your pencil box.
I used this kind of black paper, and I printed something, a picture of a cow head off on the computer, and then I put this black paper under it, and I traced it with my wood burner, and that's how I made that pencil box.
So you have the cow on the pencil box. Do you have your name on it, too?
Yes.
And so you got to use a wood burner to do this. Did you get any help from anybody?
Yes.
Who helped you out?
My sisters.
And how long did it take to put your pencil box together?
An afternoon.
And I also understand you have some other project here as well. Tell us about that.
It's plastic, and then we use hot glue to glue it onto the spoon, and then we glue it on a magnet, and then we glue it on the two eyes.
That sounds like a dragonfly. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And how many dragonflies did you make?
3.
Well, Cade, I know you're a Clover Bud right now, and are you looking forward to becoming a full 4-H'er when you get 8 years old?
Yes.
So why are you excited about becoming a 4-H member?
Because I have friends and family in it, and I get to have fun.
What's your favorite part of Achievement Days?
Making it and then showing it.
Okay, Cade, I've got one other question for you. Now, you've told me why you're having fun with 4-H. If someone were to come up to you and say, "Hey, Cade, I'm thinking about joining 4-H," what would you tell them?
Come join in. It's a lot of fun.
And that's Cade Hoffman here at Douglas County 4-H Achievement Days. Cade, good luck, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thanks.
And that's Cade Hoffman, a Clover Bud who has a bright future ahead in Douglas County 4-H. And I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.